Hello, and welcome to another week of the Lookout News Roundup. I'm your host, Joseph Jafari, Editor-in-Chief of Lookout, the Southwest's only nonprofit newsroom dedicated to accountability journalism for and about the LGBTQ plus community. Before we get started, remember you can get this roundup delivered straight to your inbox every week by subscribing at lookoutnews.org. All right, let's go ahead and get into it. Our top story this week looks at who holds power inside Arizona's LGBTQ plus political movement. Lookout spent months reviewing emails, social media posts, and Democratic Party records examining the leadership of Arizona Stonewall Democrats Chairman Robert Rowley. Current and former Democratic officials accuse Rowley of years of racist and Islamophobic rhetoric, threatening behavior toward fellow Democrats, and repeated personal attacks that have prompted calls for his removal. Despite those controversies, Rowley remains in charge of one of Arizona's most recognizable queer political organizations, continuing to influence candidate endorsements and raising broader questions about accountability inside institutions that claim to represent the community. In other news, Lookout is officially expanding into Colorado. After 3 years of accountability reporting across Arizona, we're now bringing our LGBTQ-focused watchdog journalism to a second state. We're also launching a paid community ambassador program to help Coloradans identify underreported stories before we begin full-time coverage. You can learn more about that at lookoutnews.org as well. Meanwhile, a coalition of faith leaders and civil rights organizations is asking an Arizona court to block a proposed constitutional amendment targeting transgender athletes from appearing on the November ballot. The lawsuit argues lawmakers used a misleading title focused on girls' sports while concealing broader legal consequences. If the challenge succeeds, voters may never see the measure on their ballots this fall. Also, Arizona's transgender student-athlete ban is back in the spotlight after the U.S. Supreme Court upheld Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for minors. Legal experts say that decision could influence pending lawsuits challenging the state's own restrictions on transgender girls participating in school sports, potentially reshaping the legal landscape for queer rights nationwide. And across the border in Colorado, families seeking gender-affirming care continues facing delays, even though the state remains one of the country's strongest legal protections for transgender healthcare. Several providers have paused or limited services while navigating growing legal uncertainty, leaving many families waiting months for care. And in another story, highlighting government accountability, Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays and Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser have joined a multi-state lawsuit challenging a new federal policy that would end public reporting and independent investigations into deaths inside ICE custody. The attorneys general argue eliminating those investigations would remove one of the public's few tools for understanding what happens inside immigration detention facilities. Now on to national news, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is signaling he wants to go further after the court upheld Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care. In a separate opinion, Thomas questioned the constitutional foundations of legal protections for transgender people more broadly, raising concerns among legal scholars that future cases involving employment, education, and equal protection could soon reach the court. Meanwhile, Texas is once again at the center of the debate over religion and public education. Schools across the state are beginning to roll out an elementary curriculum that incorporates Bible stories into classroom lessons. Supporters say it's about teaching history and literature, while critics argue it blurs the constitutional line between education and religious instruction. Also in Texas, prosecutors are also pursuing felony charges against several people arrested during anti-ICE demonstrations. Civil rights organizations warn the aggressive charges could discourage future protests and mark an escalation in how government responds to political demonstration. The Trump administration is also asking a federal appeals court to uphold restrictions limiting the gender-affirming medical care for transgender people in federal prisons. Advocates argue the policy denies medically necessary treatment, while the administration says the restrictions are consistent with federal law that they created on prison policy. And Pride Month continues to unfold against a backdrop of increasing threats. Authorities in North Carolina have arrested a suspect after a shooting near a Pride celebration left one person dead, while in Texas, a New Mexico man is facing federal charges after allegedly posting online threats targeting a Pride event in Lubbock. Together, the cases underscore growing security concerns for queer gatherings nationwide. Finally, a new national survey finds nearly 1 in 5 Americans believe Pride Month should be canceled. Researchers also found declining support for several queer issues, particularly those involving transgender people, reflecting how years of political messaging around queer rights appear to be shifting public attitudes. That's it for this week's Lookout News Roundup. I'm Joseph Jafari. Thanks for listening. And remember, independent queer journalism only exists because communities support it. You can subscribe, donate, and read more at lookoutnews.org. We'll see you next week. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, and look out for each other.